All Blacks Richie Mo'unga and George Bridge are free to play for the Crusaders this weekend while an investigation is carried out into their alleged offensive behaviour while in South Africa. New Zealand Rugby and the Crusaders have brought in lawyer Steph Dyberg to investigate the claims that emerged following separate late-night incidents while the Crusaders were in South Africa this month. The players at the centre of the allegations have denied any wrongdoing. Colin Mansbridge is the chief executive of the Crusaders and he joins us now. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Morena, now, when this incident first emerged in your statement yesterday, you said you were confident in the account that we'd received from the team and the security advisor. This is in relation to the homophobic slurs. What prompted you then to launch an investigation? Why the change?
Well, actually, I'm still confident, actually, Corin. I still stand behind the statement. The challenge we've got is that as social media sort of erupted and then some mainstream media sort of picked up on the story, it didn't really matter how much defence I did of the players involved. We just thought it was best, because there was a bit of a he said situation, we thought it was best to get somebody independent to have a look at it.
Well, you would have heard the complainants yesterday on Morning Report. They spoke publicly. What makes you so confident that your players are right?
So I heard that interview, and I also heard the interview. And I've also spoken to the players at length. I think when I listened to the interview of one of the alleged complainants, because we haven't received a complaint as at last night, it hadn't come through. We're trying to facilitate that as we speak. But when I listen to that interview, I do hear a conversation about somebody who feels it's very difficult to live in South Africa when you're part of the LGBTQI community, and very passionate about that. I didn't hear anything that was compelling to make me disbelieve what the players had said.
So what happens now? Just talk us through this inquiry. How quickly can you get this done?
So what we've done is firstly, Steph Dyberg's obviously independent complaints person in terms of New Zealand Rugby. We've asked her to consider consider both complaints. We've reached out to the complainants as well and asked them if they can contact her directly and independently. But we will also provide her as much information as we can, social media grabs and any other.
Sure. And just to be clear, you've heard nothing back from both sets of complainants.
We've had two private messages come by social media. One public from the person who made the homophobic complaint, and one private from the other complainant. But they haven't necessarily been complaints, but they happen before we've asked Steph to do her work.
Well, and what does that message say in relation to the Richie Mo'unga case? Is it different than the public social messages we've seen?
No, it's the same. Yeah.
You're still encouraging them to come forward?
Directly to Steph. And look, in South Africa's obviously different time zone to us, and we haven't spoken to her today. So it may be that they contacted her directly last night. Otherwise, we'll still be providing Steph as much information as we can get our hands on.
Can you talk us through how it works on these tours? What, it's a 2-week tour. You've got a couple of games over in South Africa. Were the players, did they have a curfew? Are they allowed to drink? I mean, what are the, surely there were rules in place here, and were they breached?
Yeah, there are rules and there are curfews, and they, Corin, they depend upon the situation. So, if you've got a long break between games, then there's a little bit more relaxation around both nutrition and alcohol. And when you go on a tour, it can be reasonably high intensity, a lot of scrutiny from fans and public and media. And so you are trying to balance the
Did you speak to Richie Mo'unga? Because in his message, he acknowledged himself in response to that complainant that he was intoxicated. So did you talk to him about that?
He did say he's intoxicated, yeah.
So was there an issue there with, what was the, did he breach protocol or what was the situation?
So he didn't describe his level of intoxication. So, and in terms of the team had a wind down drink after they moved from one place to the other before getting back into their work next day. And he didn't mention level of intoxication. There has been a conclusion drawn.
Well, in the message, sorry, Colin. In the message, he said he couldn't remember. So that would imply a reasonable level of intoxication, wouldn't it?
He didn't say that actually, and this is where we've just got to be a little bit careful. But he said he didn't remember the incident, and then separately in the message, he said obviously
okay,
I was intoxicated.
Sure.
So, yeah.
What is the mood of the players and the team? So you've got the big game with the Blues coming up. You've said to to all these players that have been caught up in this that they can play. How are they feeling?
So obviously the players are gutted. I think in respect of the second allegation, the homophobic behaviour one, it's that one seems to get just drawn everybody and everything into it, and there's been some the vitriol directed towards players has been you see it happen.
Well, there is supposedly there might be some CCTV vision of that incident. I mean, have you tried to get hold of that? That would clear it up pretty quick, wouldn't it?
We would desperately like to get hold of it, and the players would desperately like to see it as well. So there has been a request made via the security people who accompanied them.
And was alcohol not involved in that incident? Those players, there was a minivan or something, wasn't there? They were just whipping in to get some McDonald's.
That's right, yeah.
All right, so, I mean, are you disappointed finally overall? I mean, the Crusaders have had a pretty good record, but these things, they happen in New Zealand rugby, don't they? They continue to crop up. It's a tricky balance. Being, young men, social media, all these sort of things.
I think the combination of social media, profile, young men trying to live normal lives, as normal as can be possible. Obviously, we don't like these things. These things aren't good for the way they've come out aren't good for the club. It's not good for the community we represent and those things. I think one thing we just need to be careful of is that we're just not sure of. We've got a player's side of events, which I believe. We're just not sure exactly what happened, and social media seems to be able to just blow these things up. There's a lot of statements made that aren't necessarily proven.
Just finally, do you think it'll get to the point where players just can't go out? That they need to, they'll just have to not go out because it's too risky.
Well, that's one of the things. It's interesting, after the Christchurch events, the following game, our players, we have a tradition at home when we play at home, the players are available to fans and we get lots of that young fans running the field afterwards. And after Christchurch events, obviously the first game, we didn't do that for reasons of safety. We've moved back there now and the players are generally available after the game. But it's these sorts of things that do make you a little nervous and actually therefore make the players less accessible to the community, which is, it's a sad thing.
Colin Mansbridge, thank you very much for your time. Chief Executive of the Crusaders.